Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Yoshoko cuisine. Fusion cuisine has been around for a long time, maybe since the origins of fire, certainly since the ages of exploration. It just didn't have a name. That was something I gave it. I was searching for an understanding of what I was looking to do with my cuisine. That is another story for another time. And while it was not called fusion cuisine yet, one came alive in the mid-1800s. The Japanese knew they were behind the Western world when U.S. Commodore Matthew C. Perry came to Japan in 1853. He arrived in large warships with armaments and technology that far surpassed those of Japan. He came with the intent to conclude a treaty that would open up Japanese ports to trade. The Japanese marveled at the sheer size of the Americans and came to the conclusion that the diet of the Westerners must have had much to do with it. Then meat was forbidden in Japan. A Buddhist diet was practiced. But practicality and survival are strong motivators to change, even for a society as ancient and wise as that of the Japanese. In Japanese cuisine, Yoshoku refers to a style of Western-influenced cooking which originated during the Meiji Restoration. These are primarily Japanized forms of European dishes, often featuring Western names. At the beginning of the Meiji Restoration, from about 1868 to 1912, national seclusion was eliminated. The Meiji Emperor declared Western ideas helpful for Japan's future progress. As part of the reforms, the emperor lifted the ban on red meat and promoted Western cuisine, which was viewed as the cause of the Westerner's great physical size. In the past, the term Yoshoku was for Western cuisine, regardless of the country of origin. But over time, people became aware of differences between European cuisines and Yoshoku due to the opening of many European restaurants serving more authentically European food. Following the Meiji Restoration, Japan started brisk imports of Western dishes and ingredients. Since its debut in the country at the birthday banquet for Emperor Meiji in November 1871, French cuisine has been invariably served in Japan at all official receptions for foreign diplomats. The introduction of Western cuisine focused on meat dishes signified a radical transformation in the food culture. The announcement that the emperor partook of beef was aimed to westernize Japanese eating habits. Elaborate sauces were largely eliminated, replaced with ketchup and Worcestershire sauce. The website titled The International Institute for Asian Studies wrote, "Japanese Western fusion cuisine emerged in the early 20th century through this process of incorporating ingredients and some cooking methods of the West. Culinary schools appeared, and women's colleges started offering classes on Western cuisine around the same time. Familiarity with the Western food among young men who had served in the military and many college students ensured the demand for fusion cuisine. By the end of the Meiji period, around 1910, fusion cuisine evolved into a harmonious mixture of Western and Japanese culinary traditions. A yoshokuya is a restaurant where yoshoku cuisine is served. Omelets with rice and ketchup, pasta, Napolitan, fried pork cutlets, and yes, hamburgers. During Japan's rapid economic growth, people began eating yoshoku in department store restaurants. But now family restaurants such as Denny's are considered essential yoshoku eating places. And it has been noted on this show before, Kentucky Fried Chicken is revered in Japan, especially at Christmas time. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.